This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Okay, we got to got a lot to do here on the rest of the show. What theme is this?
Metal Man?
Bookman? It's really good. I gotta send Jake more like video game music to play on the show. I keep saying I'm gonna do it and then I don't do it.
Yeah, it is Metal Man from Mega Man 2. I love all the because these we play like remixes of these. Like obviously that's not the classic 8-bit version of the song. 8-bit couldn't handle everything that's going on in that song instrumentally. There's a lot going on in that song. Love the Mega Man 2 themes. But yeah, we can always mix stuff in. The last time we mixed something in was the Mario song. Now we can't get enough of the Mario song. We want to play it every day on the show.
Like we need something like Final Fantasy related. We need something like Donkey Kong Country, like either Sticker Brush Symphony or like the Water Board.
Like, yeah, definitely need like that kind of a vibe, Donkey Kong Country kind of vibe on the show for sure.
What's the name of the water, like the water stage theme? Aquatic Ambiance, right?
Sounds right. Yep.
Jake, can you get us, please, like for the next, well, we have Sobel on the next segment, it's maybe not next, but for Power Hour, maybe?
You could, Jason Sobel couldn't use some Aquatic Ambiance? Couldn't use that?
I guess he could, right? Get yeah. If you could, Jake, like whichever one you think is better. A remix of either Sticker Brush Symphony or Aquatic Ambiance, both from the Donkey Kong soundtracks. Both are electric. Electric. I had one night where I was really stoned and listened to Aquatic Ambiance like 10 times in a row, and I had like goosebumps the entire time. Those were fun days when I was a little younger. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Yeah. Dreamt about riding a marlin or whatever the hell, like swordfish, whatever he rides in the game.
Yeah, it was a swordfish, right?
Swordfish, right? Because it's got the long nose on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, just a gorilla riding a swordfish, as happens in nature, you know. So.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Finishing our handicap now of week 13. Also, now we have Jake, something else for you to do. If you could bring up recommends, please. So while Jake's multitasking here, needs to be like an octopus with all the arms.
Guys are making me search for songs.
Okay. Four games for us to hit. Aaron Rodgers earlier today on the Pat McAfee show, telling Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk.
I'm good, guys. Yes, I'm good, everybody.
Yeah, apparently, like, he's going to be good to go. And, like, the market seems to agree.
Sure.
So Green Bay is at Chicago. We don't know the status of Justin Fields. Green Bay is a 4-point road favorite at Chicago right now, total 43.5. So total's gone up a little bit. This, to me, like, has to be an Aaron Rodgers number. And I think we're starting to drift into the Justin Fields is not going to play territory as well. I can tell you, Ken, or why don't you go first here? Like your thoughts on this game, this market, and then I've got my point spread if both Rodgers and Fields play.
Oh, okay. That's pretty interesting. I mean, it almost has to be. What was the Dolphins Bears close?
3 or 4,
like three this, and a half. Basically, right?
Yeah.
So four. I think that tells you all. That tells you all you need to know, right? Dolphins team quality, not like way better than the Packers, but better than the Packers in terms of how they're rated in the market. Two teams have had different seasons, but the Packers are typically rated pretty strongly. So this market tells you everything you need to know, just even from a comparison standpoint. Like this ain't no Fields number. This is not a Justin Fields number. Could be a halfway number. Could be even closer to a Simeon number than we think, honestly, based on how checked out the Packers are going to be maybe the rest of the season. We'll see. I do not have a strong betting take on this game. Sometimes these type of games are really interesting to me, and I will have a strong betting take. They're just weird games to think about. This one, not so much. We saw how bad the Bears were last week. What are you getting from the Packers in this kind of a game? Let's see who's going to play quarterback for the Bears. Maybe something will kind of come to me, basically, but I don't have a strong betting take right now. But this is not like Fields is in, it's 4. Like, that makes no sense.
I think I have a pretty strong take on this game, betting take.
All right.
So my number, if Rodgers and Fields both play, is Packers by like 1.5. So like I definitely, yeah, this is not for me. It's,
yeah,
Justin
less than 3. I think you're great. Yeah.
Okay. It's not just that. It's like, okay, so what's the difference between Fields and Simeon crossing through numbers, etc. It's not just that Fields is better than Simeon, which he is. It's that with the, like, am I using the word dilapidated properly here? Like the dilapidated state of the Bears offense? Am I using that correctly?
I mean, like, yes, but I've never heard it referred to an offense before.
What's the word I'm thinking
like,
of?
Like, it's like the weakened state.
Like weakened, something that's, but like, it's a word that starts, yeah, with D, though. It's like something
decimated.
State, depleted. Decimated is good. These are better words than dilapidated.
I feel like, isn't dilapidated just like a home that hasn't been like attended, yeah, to in a while?
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe I'm going to start using it. I'm going to bring dilapidated. Like Justin Timberlake brought sexy back. I'm going to bring dilapidated back.
Okay.
Yeah.
This Bears secondary doesn't know how to act. Yeah.
Justin Fields.
Simeon.
It's just not that Justin Fields is like better. It's that Aaron Rodgers asking 9/11 real. People haven't seen that. Look that one up. That's a doozy. It's not just that Fields is better. I feel like I've said that line like 6 times already. It's not just that Fields is better. It's
But wait, is it before we get any further? Is it just that Fields is better? Is it just?
No, it's not just that Justin Fields is
got
better.
It. All right.
It's that this offense has nobody. At least if you've got Fields, he can run for 100 yards because he's a supreme athlete. He's unbelievable. At least you have that. With this stiff Trevor Siemian playing quarterback, and now Darnell Mooney's done for the year, they should run the Wildcat if Fields. I'm being serious. They should actually run the Wildcat. They won't. They should run the Wildcat. If Rodgers plays and Fields doesn't and it's Simeon, I think Green Bay has to be at least a 6-point favorite. At least.
Okay.
So if like it's announced that Fields is out and this is like 5, 5.5, I'm laying Green Bay.
The other part of this, why would you ever play Fields? Like what, for what purpose do you play Justin Fields in this game? To evaluate him? You haven't done that enough? Season's over. Game doesn't matter. He's at least nursing an injury if you're playing him in the game. If not, like, he should be unable to play.
He's got an injured back. Yeah.
Yep. Ow.
Shoulder sprain.
Oh, man. Do you think he's playing? Nope.
No. Yeah.
Take him to the backup. Yeah.
Okay.
Take him to the third string. Come here, girl. It's Nathan Peterman.
I'm trying to think of what number I would need. Like
VIP?
The Bears in this game.
6 INTs. Yeah.
COVID vaccine.
Bill Gates is putting microchips in me. Yep.
You see this Pfizer baby, you're its slave.
Oh boy.
Oh man. All right, so I think this is going to be like Green Bay or nothing for me here. Nick and Ken, you better you bet Tuesday. Falcons and the Steelers are coming over tonight, and the market is saying that Pittsburgh should be favored in the game. This was Falcons minus one earlier. My number in the game is Pittsburgh minus one. It's Atlanta. Now the number is Pittsburgh one, not because of me, but I think like people, I don't know, Atlanta being favored in this game for me is like, I guess, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal because I have Pittsburgh favored by one, not like by three. Intuitively, I think this is a Pittsburgh spot here. I bet Steelers plus one. So I'm in on the Steelers here. I think Pittsburgh's just better than Atlanta. And that's it. And we keep getting these situations like New Orleans and Indianapolis and now where the Steelers have the better coach and the better quarterback in every game, and I bet them as underdogs. Like, no. No.
Sure.
So I'm on the Steelers.
Okay. This has not been a bet for me yet. I think I just kind of agree with you across the board on this game. I don't know if that's going to lead to me. That's not true, because you bet Steelers plus one. I didn't. My number was pick. Steelers open plus one. And I was like, all right, whatever. Like, I don't care. My number's pick. What do I think is going to happen in the game? I think the Steelers are more likely to win than that. Didn't have a number edge. And the only reason I would, normally I would bet early, because it's like, well, I think the number is going to move in my favor, because I think my projection at least can beat the openers. Maybe I can't beat stuff later in the week, but my number was really close. So I didn't know where this was going to go, honestly. And then, they win last night, but like, did they? Or just like, was it like the most impressive thing you've ever seen? Pickett's pretty good. And you can maybe get a good second half of the season from him.
They won the game pretty authentically, yeah. I think, last night.
This is not an Indianapolis deserve to win. It's just kind of like, usually that's not the kind of performance where you're like, Steelers the rest of the year, let's go. Like, it was just like pretty good. It was okay.
And, but if they going on the road to Baltimore in this game, I wouldn't be like as bullish on it, but it's Atlanta.
Right. I'm with you. And I'm never on the opposite side. Would need three to bet Atlanta. Number's not in a teaser range. I think this is okay. My number's pick. Don't know if I'm going to have a bet. Intuitively, I agree with you that Pittsburgh will win the game.
See, okay, so Pittsburgh goes to 1.5. Do you tease Atlanta to 7.5? Is that ever an option?
No, I don't want to be on Atlanta here.
Pittsburgh might slam them.
Well, it's kind of like if you make your number, how much do you weight the recent games versus the rest of the season? Now, here's a team that provides an example of maybe where you should, change your process a little bit. If I heavily emphasize the recent games, then I'm going to come out with a different picture. And obviously the recent games are the ones where TJ Watt played and the ones where, Pickett has had a few starts now, and those things are in combination. So you could kind of be like, all right, maybe it should only be the last few games, right? This is like the conversation we had with Carolina when they started, the PJ Walker, Steve Wilkes run. We want to call them more like a slow jog the way it's gone, but just like a different team and maybe requires a different rating entirely. It's possible. Maybe Pittsburgh requires a different rating. Maybe they should be more then. I mean, if you're just going by the recent results, maybe they need to be three in this game. If you're just going by like just the really recent stuff, maybe, and just the really recent Atlanta stuff, maybe. But I think this is okay.
I'm curious if you're going to have like a strong thought on the Cowboys Colts game on Sunday Night Football, because I don't. Here's my strong take. Like, I understand the Cowboys are America's team. Also, like, we can't get the Dolphins and Niners in primetime on Sunday night, or like the Chiefs and Bengals.
Really
like,
tough.
We can't
game
get
selection.
One of those games.
Really, really tough.
Like, I get it. It's Dallas. Also, like, don't care. Like, Dallas is an 11-point favorite. I feel like on a normal show, like without the United States playing in the World Cup in an elimination game, basically, we would have done like 10 minutes on Jeff Saturday and his timeouts at the end of the game last night. Which is like, yeah, man. And then like he defended it after the game. Like, yeah, like I thought we were in a good spot. Like, your brain doesn't work, buddy. Total is 43.5 here. I don't think I'm gonna have anything on this game. My number is 10.5. Okay, Dallas more than 10, less than 13. That's where I'm at here. Maybe you've got something on this game. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have anything.
I feel like these have been such bummer games to talk about. So, I guess you bet the Steelers. What was the first game that we did? Packers-Bears. You think the Packers should be favored by more? I'm trying to be like, maybe we can give some better advice here. On my end, you've done good so far. So, what is it? Is it bet the Packers because we think the number is more likely to go up because we don't think Fields is going to play? That's probably like a reasonable piece of advice, right? If it's four, it should probably be more than four. That's kind of what you were saying. All right. I kind of think the Steelers are going to win.
But just, can I just give you my thought on that game? I think that, okay, well, let me, only because like you just said that, let's say it's announced like right now, Fields out, Simeon starting, and we don't get any Nathan Peterman nonsense. Like, just Simeon. Where does the number go? Does it go to six?
But like what can happen at that point is then like people would just maybe people you would find resistance at six on Chicago and people would just bet them. Like maybe that would happen because it's Green Bay is obviously a different kind of opponent than what we saw last week. So it's you know, kind of interesting, like as in not the Jets, a team that like can make the playoffs and is kind of like actually motivated to play well. Whereas like what are the Packers in this game? So maybe that's it. Maybe it's like Packers because you don't know if Fields is going to play. Don't have a bet in the game. I kind of think the Steelers are going to win, but number's not close. Yeah, like this game, I do have a small number edge on the Cowboys. Number's 12.5. You really want McCarthy to win by like huge margin in this kind of a game? And as much as we hate Jeff Saturday, not even hate, as much as we can like kind of mock him because he made really poor decisions, I mean, isn't this the kind of like super duper conservative coaching matchup where like he loses by 9 and has no chance to win the game, basically? Like, and it's like, oh, like I don't know how it happened, but 21-13. Cowboys win. It's just like, okay, sure. Like based on how kind of just the coaches fit together, maybe it's Colts, but like if not for me, just kind of like a coaching angle on the game, maybe.
I'm trying to think of like where I would bet Green Bay up to, or like what number I would need to bet Chicago if Simeon were the quarterback.
I might even bet 6 if he's the quarterback.
I think I would stop at 6. I think I would bet it up to Green Bay 5.5. I think 6 is right.
When do you think we're going to know if he's going to play? Early in the week or probably not until like Saturday? You think Sunday morning?
It's probably Sunday morning. Well, I mean, if he doesn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll know.
We're really going to string this thing along. It's an exhibition game. Well, like, can you just tell us?
We'll string it along until the power hour. But coming up next, Golf Bets with Jason Sobel.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.